Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Now we begin the month of February, the month that is usually for love because of Valentine's Day. And, of course, our topic today is about love as well, love and relationships, actually. So if you guys recall, we have had our special guest speaker, Crystal Randhir Priya. She has on the show before, and if you guys remember, she is one of a handful of people living on the planet right now who has the ancient Egyptian secret sacred codes. They are the secret codes that are really ancient, thousands of years ago. And based on today's topic, excuse me, I need some water, excuse me. Whew. Based on today's topic, we are going to be talking about the secret love codes revealed, ancient Egyptian sacred love gates, souls contracts, and relationships healing. It's a very exciting topic today, especially if you have been looking or wanting or yearning for love in your relationship, whether you are currently in a relationship or you are hoping to attract that special someone into your life this year. So what are we going to talk about today? We are going to find out how to bind and activate extremely powerful sacred love gates in the corridor of your destiny in 2022. You are also going to learn the most profound and ancient technique to change your relationship codes and fall in love again. Find out which are your new love codes. Learn to activate and work with your new love chakra. Learn to download love into your system. Learn about your past life imprints and influences on your relationships. Why all these fights and misunderstandings that we have sometimes? Receive help on your relationship choices. Find out the truth about your loved one. And this is true relationship karma that Crystal is going to be revealing today. Find out the soul truth about people in your life. First time for this earth's existence. Ancient Egyptian true heart codes about your loved ones are revealed. So all of this, plus we are going to be doing some mini one-on-one readings on the call with Crystal, where you can find out, you know, what's going on. Do you have karma? Do you have a soul contract? What is the best possible time for you to be attracting or finding or go out looking for love? Very exciting call today. So make sure that if you have questions, you can send them through the webcast or get ready for one-on-ones with Crystal. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. A little bit about Crystal. Crystal Randhir Priya Kaur is transmedium, channel, energy healer, intuitive, integrative, life and vibrational alignment coach, visionary, ancient Egyptian soul's destiny decoder and corrector, and archangel channel. This is a rare opportunity to spend this time with angelic emissary, happiness mentor, and master healer Crystal Priya, during which she will tune you to the frequency of your soul's love codes and guiding you on ways how to proceed, decoding the language and the divine plan of your soul. She will be supremely authentic, deeply loving, highly inspirational, destiny check on your incarnation, and will help you to find a way of resolving any relationship issues that are not in coherence with your soul's creative pathway. 18 years ago, Crystal was blessedly granted a sacred knowledge of transformative ancient Egyptian destiny soul decoding. And now she's helping people to recognize and find their true selves, discover their soul purpose and soul's love contracts. So let's welcome Crystal. Welcome back, my dear. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having me here. It is a pleasure to be here back again.
It is awesome to have you back with us and right in time for, of course, the Valentine's Day, which is going to be approaching soon. So, Crystal, tell us a little bit. I know you explained it when you were here the last time too, but I'd love to hear for, we've had a new bunch of new people in FHTJ list. So those that have not heard you before, what are these sacred Egyptian codes, and why are you one of the only few people that happen to have this knowledge?
Nowadays, more and more people are awakening as we speak right now. More and more people begin to activate, especially today. Let me start from today because today is the most amazing day. It's five twos, and the most important, the most powerful portal is opening. And this portal is very unique it happens every 26,000 years. This is how unique is that. So what happens today, we are stepping into absolutely new energies. And in order to know what's happening today, which that will prepare us for Valentine, and that will prepare us to know who I am. So I start from today. What happens that we, for ages and ages, were maybe because those earth grids were distorted, we only used, as scientists already knew, only 3% of our brain. So exactly in this portal, not only it was already proven that this gets activated, the rest of 97%. So this portal is our very first beginning to our true potential, to our true self. So what happens that, as you know, we all frequency, the frequency by which we affiliate is determined by our DNA. So our DNA, for example, low frequency that we were vibrating for a long time, we were going through karma and circles of conflict, limitations, stress, and sorrow, suffering. So now when this portal is influencing us, we're stepping into absolutely new frequencies, and we will be able to attract a new grid of people, places, jobs, abundance, time, and events. This is absolutely new energies, new opportunities for everyone to step and embody their highest self and the connection with the source that we didn't have before. So now what happens that we weren't able before to manifest and to connect really to our true selves. And those distortions, they really strongly worked on Earth's grid, and exactly today they are being absolutely removed. So this
Beautiful.
yes. So what this grid that were blocked us to know and connect with our true self, they caused humanity to disconnect from our ancient memories. We all keep these memories. So we were not only disconnected from those memories, we're also breathing prana through the nose and through the mouth, bypassing the pineal gland. And exactly on this portal, we're getting activated our pineal gland and our absolutely new chakra that pineal gland is responsible for. And this new chakra, it's in the center of our head. It calls Luina chakra, so it gets activated. And
Wow.
also we activate another chakra, which is a love chakra that is around the thymus. And if everyone wants to feel that chakra that we will be working today with, it's if we touch in the center of our chest, we have a little bump. So right underneath of that bump is exactly this new chakra that's being activated. It's called love seed chakra. So we are getting all of these two chakras just today activated in every single human being, because we are part of this earth and the earth is changing its grid. And we are finally beginning to connect to our true selves and our true potential, true capability of love. Because before we were separated, we were feeling to all these limitations. And in general, all our humanity, we all were not taught on how to feel. So right now, right today, not only we're preparing for Valentine's, we're being activated those centers that actually focusing on us, on what do we feel, how do we feel, because most of us sometimes like conceptualize the feeling. And because of this path now being restoring within us, it returns us back where we originally once were. So our DNA activation was important. And how I got to know that, it was 18 years ago where I was given this ancient code, but this code kept secret for ages and ages. And these codes are actually the base of all knowledge and culture and existence of consciousness on Earth. So these codes brought the beginning to all planetology, all astrology and all numerology, which also Kabbalah came from that knowledge. So Kabbalah is just one little, maybe one tenth of all the knowledge that this ancient Egyptian priests kept hidden. So I was given this knowledge, when I was given part of this knowledge, I had remembrance about the rest. And the codes came up to me, and I was given more and more information about how soul comes here and our original blueprint and our original grids and matrix. And all this that human body designed to embody, all these 12 dimensions of consciousness, as we have 12 DNA strengths in our lifetime. So the original divine template was designed to naturally activate the third and the fourth levels of our frequencies that we were existing before. Now we're stepping into absolute new frequency, fifth dimensional, sixth dimensional, seventh dimensional. I was given the frequencies of all the strands of DNA, which they get activated at different times of people's age. So at the age, for example, of 12, we get the fourth dimensional activation we're supposed to be. The age of 22, we get seventh and eighth and ninth dimensional activation. At the age of 33, we get 10, 11, and 12 activation. At the age of 44, we get the rest of 13 and 15 of strands of DNA. So what we are getting now, we are getting connected in our heart chakra, all of these dimensional powers that we were supposed to have at each time, at each age. And it's very important for us to know how to activate, how to navigate with all of this new knowledge, with all of these new activations, with all of this new love that is awakening. And I'm sure a lot of people experience this tightness in the chest, or maybe heaviness sometimes, or a lot of people experience dizziness and tiredness, some expansion in the chest, or other symptoms that everyone is recalling. That is also a symptom of activation. So this call today is going to help everyone to understand where we are according to our activation, what contracts we have, and how can we navigate, because people around us is the only gift that we have, how we could compare ourselves to, and according to people and relationships, we grow.
That is beautiful and absolutely true, that the mirrors we have around us are relationships, and that's where we can see the truth of ourselves. And it's so exciting to hear all the knowledge that you're bringing forth, Crystal. And thank you for the work that you do. It's so exciting and fantastic. I want to jump in and ask you, okay, so this all sounds really good. You know, we can get activated and we can receive these new codes. How do the love codes help in bringing love into our lives? For example, people that are currently in a relationship and they feel it's a broken relationship, or people that want to attract new love into their lives. How do your services help those people?
Yes, as I'm doing a lot of readings a day, I realize that every person asks about their relationships. Every person is going through transformation now, and every person wants to know how they could correct some relationships. And that's why I created this package for everyone to help everyone to find themselves according to their relationships, to people around. And because we're all getting activated, we are now ready to change. And exactly in this portal that happens from today until the 22nd of February. So it's exactly from 2-2-2-2 until 22-2-2-2. So we're getting into this amazing portal of energy where we could actually change and do something more than ever. And the tools I'm having, they are ancient tools, and I combine them with modern technologies and all the other energy work that I've been doing and different modalities that I'm using to help people to tune in to their real true codes. And as we will be working today, I will also be asking people to tune in to their new love chakra, which calls love seed chakra, and only tuning into that chakra we will be able to work with them. On my sessions, I provide a strict connection to that. And what will be happening, I will tune in to their love codes, to the codes that we all receive as we come into this earth. We receive this special agenda that our soul prepared for us before we were coming into this incarnation. We actually agreed on all the challenges and all the entertainment, which I take everything we're going through as an entertainment. So all of these codes I'm going to be tuning into and finding what soul prepared for this year of this person's life. And depending on the questions, we'll talk about what questions people could ask. I will be able to tell them the times, and knowing the times that their love is being activated this year, which their year is from their birthday to their birthday. So that year has these codes prepared for us already for successful steps, which sometimes they would be an influence on different energies, and these energies would not would only vibrate with a short vibration, shorter term, shorter life vibration, and sometimes it's the longer vibrations. So depending on what energy is influencing us, we could already determine on how to navigate through these gates that are influencing us, through this energy. So I will be channeling where the person will be at the time of their best love steps. If people didn't experience yet full soulmate relationships, that will be also decoded in their soul's agenda for their year of the life, of each life, each year.
Wow. Wow. That is super exciting, and I can't wait to do the one-on-ones with our listeners. So remember, guys, you have to be on the phone line and then press star 2 to be placed in the queue for these mini readings. All right, so I want to ask you a question, Crystal. You know, we've all heard about soul contracts. So what have you learned regarding soul contracts? And do we have soul contracts with all the people that we meet in our lives?
Thank you for this question. That's a really good question. As our a real connection with our source was distorted. We only went around and around repeating Earth karma. We were tied up to the Earth karma. Mm-hmm. And so we were supposed to meet people that we had previous complications or experiences that needed healing. And we were choosing to use the chance of each lifetime, each incarnation. We were choosing to bring those people back and fulfill everything that we didn't finish. And these circles were going around and around for ages. And these soul contracts, we were waiting to activate as we're coming into the new timeline. And we sometimes were waiting endless amounts of time, which the time doesn't exist on the other side. We were waiting and waiting to for those right people to be available to be at the same time in our lifetime. And it actually is a gift. We have our soul family that we not only took our training with on a special, before coming here, every soul takes training. And we take trainings on the different dimensions with the help of different archangels. We have different archangelic realm. And we learn different things. So those souls that we went to this in-between incarnation schools, they also related to us. So some of those souls vibrate the same frequency that we are. And some of those souls are our soul family, because a lot of us are not from this earth. A lot of us came from different dimensions. And now it's like, imagine we're having an expedition to dig something really ancient, and we get the archaeologist, the astrologist, the earth grid geographer, and all the other people. So this is how we are all coming here on Earth to use our knowledge and to be here at this time of Earth reconstruction. It's a huge Earth reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of souls are coming from our related planets. Some of us came from different dimensions, different planets, different solar groups, different solar systems, different galaxies, different universes. So all of this is our connection with our soul groups. And those soul groups speak the same language as we could say they vibrate the same frequency. And it's easier to understand the person that speaks your language. So we choose those soul group people to incarnate over and over and over again. We used to choose. Now it will be a little different. But we used to choose them to incarnate with us so we could teach each other. So we're taking roles of the mother and the daughter, the father and the son, or two lovers, or two enemies, or even co-workers, or every other kind of contracts we take to learn different things, to teach each other, because we speak the same language. These are our soul group members. They are easiest for us, and we recognize them. When we're looking in their eyes, we're meeting them in real life, we see their vibration from the inside, and we're like, I know you. How do I know you? That's the familiarity, the feeling that we all feel meeting our soul group people. And these are the ones that are easier to learn with. And depending on what lessons we're here to learn, what challenges, what mission we're here to do, which I offer these sessions also to recognize those missions, challenges, and soul purpose. Depending on that, we're choosing different roles, and we connect with our soul groups on different levels every lifetime.
Beautiful. I love that. So thank you for reconfirming some of the stuff that we have heard. That's really reassuring to know that. And it's important to know what kind of contract we have with this person, which will be part of the mini readings that Crystal is going to do today. Now, in one of the things I found very interesting in our talking points today was that you actually recommend, or actually I'm going to ask you, is it beneficial to find out the soul love codes of your partner, your husband, your fiance, your boyfriend or girlfriend? Is it actually beneficial, and why?
That is a very good question. As we are in our spiritual bodies, we are all choosing already the people that we will feel something to and we will be with, our partners, our loved ones. We're choosing them already. Now, as we're choosing them, we already are connected with them. They most likely, especially now when we are in a rush to serve all the karma and finish all those debts, the karma debts that we created before, we are choosing basically, I would say 99% all people that we did have previous connections with, because that's beneficial for us to finish and go to higher levels of ascension of frequencies, existences. So now as we are connected with that person, what I do to help people to realize, because sometimes we are confused of what we feel, again, because we never were taught how to feel and what we actually feel. And sometimes it's easier to just drop to your heart rather than to your brain. And then when heart feels, we would like to know how safe we are feeling in this relationship, or how much of a future we have, or if we're undecided. When sometimes your heart is already telling you, yes, that's the person. There is no doubt. You might just want to know how best to serve this relationship. That will also could be channeled about how could you best serve your love relationships. But if you are not sure, and you met someone that you feel something, but you're not sure what you feel. So what I do, I connect with your higher self, with your oversoul, and I ask permission. I actually become you, and I create this holographic impression. Everything is holographic, as you know. So I create this holographic impression in which, by the law of oneness within all of us, by you connecting with me and I am connecting with you, I'm becoming you, and I look at that person as I am you, and as much as I am allowed to know, I will be shown about another person. Once I know the person's full name and I know the person's date of birth, which that's their soul signature, it's our vibrational signature, the name and the date of birth. So once I know these two things, they are necessary for me to do everything, because I will not attune without your soul signature. And once we receive the soul signature, I ask a permission to for all the information that is allowed for us to know. And everything, which pretty much it's very helpful. We are given a lot of information because our souls already prepared everything for us to learn, and it is beneficial for us to know all of this information. And as much as we allow it, we channel and we realize our steps and what is there prepared, as well as your cellular memories.
I am excited. I can't. Shall we just go into some to talk to some callers now? Because I want to experience this. I want to see what kind of information they can get. So let's go over it one more time. They can ask one of three questions, I believe, right? Because we are on a limited time. So they can find out about their soul contract, right? They can find out what time is best for them in from their last birthday to this birthday. That's the year. So they can find out what time is best for love. And then what's the third thing they can do?
They could see I could channel very last past life that they had. So that is very fresh and strong influence that they feel and see with that person. And if sometimes people don't know what is exactly influencing them, sometimes we're getting lost in our own sensations. And that is helping you to know very past life.
So if So I have a lot of questions on the webcast, and guys, you have to be on the phone line to talk to Crystal. So I see a lot of people wondering, you know, what kind of challenge, like people that have been married for 10, 20, 15, 25 years, but they don't know what the challenge is. So then you will channel like either their past life or whether there's a contract? You can give them an answer on that?
I could give an answer on pretty much all the questions, depending on the time allowed in. Yes, because I need to, if it's about someone, which this is what we're going to be doing, if it's about you, just for you to know when is your best time to step into love gate. For example, you have someone and you are planning to get married, and it would be better and very beneficial to channel your soul frequencies. When is the best time for you to get married? Or when is the best time for you to step into the relationships? When is the best time for you to, let's say you have someone, but you're still deciding, and you are thinking of the time, if the time is important. So about timing, when is the best time for you to step into love? That this is one question. The second question is very nearest influence, very nearest past life influence, cellular memory of the very nearest influence in between you two. What is actually driving you? What is actually happening in between you two? What is the nearest past life that you had together that you experienced and that is influencing how you look at each other and what you feel about each other? And the third is, in general, what kind of a contract you have just by your connection together.
Beautiful. Okay.
There
awesome.
Are one of these three questions.
All right. So let me refresh the page, and we will start talking to our callers now. So please pick a number between 1 and 30 for me.
The number is 4.
Okay.
The first number is 4.
And number 4 is area code 860. You are unmuted now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Maybe I misunderstood originally, because it sounded like the three questions are related to a present relationship that you have now, not a future one. Is that what am I understanding?
What exactly do you need to know, dear? Because it could be about future one too.
Okay. I guess as far as a reading about, is there a future relationship in my future? When is the best time
Let's start from your name, your full name, your date of birth, and as you say that, I will start channeling and you will create a question. Let's start. Uncross your hands and uncross your feet. I'm going to make you to breathe in a certain way, so we tune in into your love seed chakra. And this is how we will start answering you. But first, please give us your full name, the way it was in the birth certificate, and your date of birth.
Okay. It was Susan Oliva, Oliva. And my birthday is 8/25/51.
Can we please don't say the numbers, because each country says it differently. So let's do August, September, and everything else.
Right, August 25th, 1951.
Okay, beautiful. So now, as 1951, August 25th, that's good. So now, as I'm going to start attuning, I would love you to focus on your that area, In the center of your chest, if you find in the very center a little bump, and right under that bump is that area. I'd love you to breathe through that area exactly today. All the shields and the blockages are removed, and we could actually feel the energy from your new love seed chakra. So you connect with that chakra by breathing. From that chakra, you inhale from your chest area, from your thymus area, you inhale, and you exhale in the center of your head. This is how you activate your connection with your pineal gland and activate your other new chakra, Luina, that helps us to connect you with your loved one. And as you do so, you form the question, and I will tune in.
Okay.
So form the question.
Does she have to say it out loud?
Yes, please. In order for me to answer your question, you should say it out loud, yes.
Will I meet someone that will be my true relationship soulmate? And if so, when would that happen?
Okay, beautiful. Nukparam, Namia, Pamikshat, Anksh, Aam, Anksh, that are Pana, Amitun, Netteru. Universal consciousness, all that is by the power of oneness, we are bringing the energy of Susan into her soul matrix. And it also connects, the answer that you're seeking is also connected with your soul purpose. Your soul purpose to work on a larger scale rather than personal scale. That's why the question appeared at all. Because some of us selflessly dedicate our life to humanity. And as your guides are connecting, they are showing us, as I am you, they are showing us that you are having this major change in everything you're going to be giving to the world. And finding, you are here to find your own truth rather than in a relation. You emanate such strong energy, and this energy is not only for yourself but also for the others. So the question appeared is because you know your powers, and your powers should be given. It's like a sun. When it gives its ray, beams only in one point, it gets burned. So the reason why previous relationships didn't work is because your love is very strong. There is a way now to spread it a little different if you parallel will be doing a selfless service of humanity. Also, as you are learning of partnership, and you came here to learn of partnership. So you have many contracts already, as we've been showed, and some of them were served and some of them are still yet to come. And as you will be, if you want to know about this year, you are the time that is in the energies that are influencing you right now until the end of March. From right now, it actually started maybe a week ago. Maybe you felt different energies. So until the end of March is the time for your which some relationships you might have with your partnerships. And sometimes this is how it happens. You learn new beginnings in partnerships, and that becomes your relationship in general. So you kind of transferring business into your heart, and that was the blockage. Yet you are given a chance to remove that until the 20th numbers of March. And if you work really intensively on that, you have several soul codes that are influencing you to have this connection. What is your current age now?
70.
Okay.
No, I've had relationships in the past. I want to know if there's any more in my future. That's kind of.
They are connected with your doing some business together, and from doing some business together, that will be more. And there's actually two more, as we've been shown, as matrix essence. One is undeveloped, another one is halfway developed, which means that it will come from you doing something together, some business, whichever business, or anything together as far as helping people.
Work.
I'm sorry.
Oh, helping people. Okay, helping.
Yes.
Okay.
Connected with something helping people. And this is how one of the contracts is somewhere which, on a personal reading, we could tell you more. But this year, you are given this opportunity to have absolutely new person again in doing something together. So,
does this resonate with you? How does this resonate?
Well, not really, because I can't really think of anyone that I, you know, am in, you know, a kind of a, either a business partnership or doing things together that, you know, would kind of be either someone that I'm halfway there with or underdeveloped. I don't think those people have shown up yet, so I'm not really sure who these people could be. So I'm not sure whether it really resonates right now.
As we were
channeling, we are seeing the contract one is halfway developed. It means that you might not know this person yet. This
okay.
Exactly on this year of your life, your soul wants you to have and to bring forward the person that is also from the past. The person, not only from the past that you knew, but from the past karma connections. It might be from the past life connections. In this year, you are, which your year will be finishing on your next birthday. So in exactly until you're going to be 71st year, you will be changing your absolutely new lifestyle, and you will be having a new person to be with. And that is yet for us not to know. You will be, though, by the end of this 70th year.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I'll look forward to that.
Yes. And,
right.
Of course,
the best.
There are some steps that we need to do about that, too, to get ourselves ready.
Okay. Okay, so I just kind of, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Does this person just appear? I don't know.
Yes, this is how it's going to be. People will be appearing from the past, from your past contracts. And in this year, you will be given a chance to meet that person and finish all the karmas left, that which we sometimes have, but they might be a good ones. And yes, it is exactly in this year that the person is coming to you, and this this time is really good time. But there are also other times, and if you're gonna take a package B, we could go through each time, and we could go through each step that will help you to open up to this relationship. It is coming.
Okay. All right, that's good to know.
He's coming.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, let's move on to the next person. I would love to. I just want to make this intention that maybe the next person is going to be talking about a current relationship, so we can also find out what's going on karmically with that, or contract. Or is there a contract? So can you pick a number for me again, please, Crystal?
Okay, the number is 15.
Number 15. is area code 604. You are on. 604. Hello?
Hello?
604. Yeah, hi. We can hear you. What's your name, dear?
Oh, is that me? Karina?
Yes, that is you.
Oh, my
Karina,
goodness. Karina Sanchivaneri, my name is.
What is
and
your name again?
It's Karina Sanchivaneri.
Karina. Okay.
Yeah.
Santorini.
Sanchivaneri.
Oh, Sanchivaneri.
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
And your date of birth?
It's July 27th, 1971.
Okay. And as you uncross your feet and your hands, you focus on that area in your chest.
Uh-huh.
And you breathe through that area and you exhale into the center of your head. And you form the question.
So I've been married for 30 years now. So my question would be, will I be with this person, my husband? and we'll be happy and in love.
Would you like to give me your husband's full name and date of birth so that will be easier for us to...
Sure. His name is Anthony Sanchivaneri, and his birthday is June 8th, 1969.
Very interesting. Okay, so let's tune in. So your question is, will you be staying with your husband?
Yeah, be happy.
Okay. Karina, you are here as we are becoming you and create, rotate this holographic. Oh, my God. It's very interesting. You have a very old soul contract. And,
okay.
Let me see. He's here to you are together for create a faith together and to bring forgiveness to each other and to your past, which it's not only this life, but previous lives, too.
Oh,
and
okay.
You, the idea of you being together was inevitable, and you are his karmic teacher, and you chose to be with him, to help him to find forgiveness for himself. He's got a lot of not enoughness and not feeling good about himself and that you are the one that took the contract to fulfill that for him, to show him what he is, and to, in the meantime, find your own, looking at him, reflect of what he has to finish working on your own feeling of insufficiency and your own feeling of it's an ancient mutual feeling of abandonment that you both went through, and the main work in between you and him has to be done about healing that feeling and fear of abandonment and memories of abandonment. And once you heal that, in your soul matrix is to belong to more people than one person, and your soul memories are about having as many experiences, and your soul remembers of being a priestess of love. So being priestess of love, it's so hard for you to stick to one person because your memories are belonging to many. And actually, being famous, whatever you do, you must become acknowledged and loved by many, doing showing your light to large sums of people. And in that is very hard for you to stay with one person in general. So it's really, the guides are applauding you for doing such a good job and helping in, it's connected with the past life also. It's your choice to be like that. If your question is in general, if you will be with him in general, or when should you take off? Because the decision, as I'm hearing, the decision is already made.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, my gosh, you're so bang on. It's like, wow. Because my husband has a lot of issues, and I've been trying to help him see. And I do find, like you said, it reflects back on me, and I think, oh, I need to improve this. And then he follows and thinks, oh, yeah, I should do this too. So it is exactly what you said, exactly bang on.
Wow. So, what's the next step for her, Crystal? What do you recommend? What should she be doing?
In the packages that I offer, there is a lot of help in every situation. And of course, package B offers more. And in the package B, which I'm already going to go ahead of my description of the packages and explain that package A just explains everything. And just by understanding, you might find your next step. And package B is actually helping you to correct it. So in the package B, I'm helping to exactly find yourself, to serve that past memories, to heal those cellular memories that we have in between. We go into those contracts, and we are actually changing them together. And that is my private session, and all the other offers that are in Package B are really helping to that. In this short mini reading, I cannot say, because I need to see a lot of different codes and see how they influence, and if decision that Karina made is which usually we make decisions with our soul, and our inner being knows exactly what's good for us, what's not.
Okay.
So
yeah.
According to that, I'm going to need more time to help her to navigate through her decision that's already made.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for picking me. That
You're
was
welcome.
Amazing.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
I'm
day.
I'm so glad it helped.
My
you too. You too, dear. All right. Let's talk to one more person before we talk about the package. This was really, really insightful. And I can't imagine how you know, when you get clarity like this in making such important decisions, it's so important to be clear and not feel the weight on your shoulders of, you know, am I making the right decision? Am I not making the right decision? It's so important. Once you clear out those energy or debris of past life or whatever karma contract, and then you have clarity. You know, that's such a gift. So that is such a wonderful service, Crystal, because, you know, we can achieve so many things in life and so much could be going on. But when our romantic relationship is not working or if we are alone, it just takes the joy out of life, you know. It just, and when it is there and it's harmonious, it brings color, vibrancy to life. It's such an important aspect of who we are. So give me one more number, please.
18.
Number 18. And could you move your phone a little bit? Because it was, your voice was getting a little bit muffled. All right. And we had feedback last time. So, guys, if you just make sure that when you get unmuted, that you're just on the phone. If you have the webcast on as well, please make sure that that's either turned off or, you know, the volume is completely down and muted. All right. So the next number is 520 area code. And if you're wearing headsets, please take those, remove those, and speak directly into the phone. 520, you are on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello,
can you hear me? What's your name here? Yes.
My name is Kristen. My name is Christy.
Christine. Okay, Christy.
Yes.
Christy, you have to state your full name, please.
Okay, my full name is Christina Lee Cristobal, and my date of birth is October 19th, 1977.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. October 19th?
Yeah. So, Christine, your voice also got muffled. Can you move your phone forward, please?
Okay. Is that better? Is that better?
No. Actually, no. I want Crystal to be able to hear you clearly, you know, so that there's...
Okay. Is that better? I put it on speaker.
Much
better?
Oh, much better. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, much better.
Okay,
thank you.
Perfect. And do you want my mate, he's not my spouse, but we've been together for 20 years, you want his name and date of birth as well?
If the question is about him, yes, but I also wanted to hear October what? You said October, but then I didn't hear the day.
Okay, October 19th,
okay, 1977. Okay, perfect, yes. So now if the question is about him, of course, I'm going to need his date of birth, too.
Oh, you want his full name as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, his full name is Jose Rosario Avachuco, and his date of birth is October 21st, 1976.
Okay. And now as you breathe deeply, uncrossing your feet and your hands, inhaling with your chest, move from the center of your chest and exhaling into the center of your head and form the question, please.
I just want to know if there's any fixing our relationship, if it's, I mean, strictly a karmic one that I just need to walk away from? Or what's next?
Okay. Let me go. Let me tune in. What is your current date of age? The guys are asking your current age.
I'm 43. 44, 43. I'm 44.
In October 19th of 2021, you stepped into your birthday. How old you became on October 19, 2021? 44. 44, okay. Yes. Yes, one more time, your husband's name.
Jose Rosario Avachuco, Jr. He's a junior.
Okay. Okay. So you are in your soul contract that makes you to reconsider, and that's why you're asking this question, and that's why you are here, because there is a lot of things that you are reconsidering right now, and you guys are showing me something you write something about, and you you are a channeler. You probably know this about yourself, so they are asking for you to channel your new agenda at this time, especially until February 22nd and until also the end of March. Until also the end of March, this will be the time for you to to use your power, to use your knowledge and your channeling, to write everything down, to put everything in, because sometimes when your mind runs mile a minute, it is hard for you to come to some point. So the very first I'm hearing is pacify your mind, and the second is channel your variations, overcome your mental stress in order to take the decision. They're also talking about your inner child within you that in this relationship is kind of suffering, and that is the main reason why you're asking this question. The panic attacks on an inner child is not being taken care of properly. And sometimes when we expect someone else to take care of our inner child, and we taking that little tiny gentle you out of the heart on a silver platter to someone, handling and saying, please take care of her. This little beautiful girl, she wants to be taken care of. That person doesn't know what to do with themselves. And that person is here to learn to be in this world at all and understand a lot about himself. And so what I'm hearing, trusting your own decision and bringing your own decision into, because your own memories, your own cellular memories are influencing you to let go. And these memories are very ancient. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight lives that you had your husband with you, and eight lives you had experiences of being together and of proving. Proving to each other your own strength and your own idea of of independence and sovereignty, and I could do everything on my own. I am my own king or queen. So this kind of energy, especially from him going towards you, that he wants to prove his own capability and his own his own idea. He's very nearest memory of that you took care of him, and so everything he's doing is to know that it's not that you owe him, but you are also his karmic teacher, and he knows that too. So he learns from you a lot, and he learns how not to fight for his own freedom and his own independence, how to find holistic methods to be who he is. And your next step, you asking about this year or in general in life?
In general, well, I guess this year, the closest time, I mean, this year would be good. I'm kind of lost right now as to what to do next. I mean, I feel like he's kind of closed off and not working with me. So I don't know if this time we're supposed to go our separate ways, or, but we've come
exactly
so far.
Right now, exactly, the energies that are influencing you are a very energy of frustration in general. And that is, again, gift to us because it's a karma return that we could pay. And until the end of March, until the 21st, she says, your soul spirit is here. Until the 21st, you will have this fierce energy within you. And she suggests not to start anything until that time, because you're going to decide from your mind and from the angry memories that actually the energy of the word, it may be him or maybe someone else, or maybe just the memory of the words is coming very close to you, and the power of the word is also influencing you. So you are under the influence of this strong, fierce warrior energy. And this energy is not good for you to take any decisions until March. Maybe the best is for you to work on your ancestral karma, on your family karma, and see how you could change your own reality, which we are all the owners and creators of our reality, as you know. And changing your reality, changing your karma, changing the thoughts, and changing the words. And also, what's influencing you is really strong feelings to change your lifestyle. And that is the most important. It's not much even about him in general. It's about you not being satisfied, remembering the old programmings which we are all being facing at this time. So the old programmings, the old ideas on how to navigate with those memories and being creative on letting them go. So this is your step now, and it's not connected with him because you have to first determine what you are doing with yourself, finding your own inner parent, which that is a suggestion for everyone who is listening, because we all are here for somehow it's all related. And every question, every answer I give, it's now related to everyone, to everyone who's on this call and everyone who will be listening to this replay, because we all need to take care more of our inner you, inner child, inner essence of us, that little you, to sit down and ask you, what can I give you, which our packages, again, we're going a little further, we'll be explaining on how to do it the best. But for now, if we didn't take care of that little little tiny little girl or little boy that inside and feeling insecure and feeling that, again, it will be something to let go of, because the feeling is letting go and bringing the energy of non-attachment in you, and then the energy of non-attachment into everything. you, especially into relationships that you have, becoming not dependent on anyone and anything, and healing the feeling that something was dependent on you to change and you didn't change. Because at right. every moment we do our best. So
that
this is as
so much
as
sense.
Yeah.
I will be purchasing your package for sure. That does make so much sense, I guess, for every, you know, to not depend on somebody else to heal your wounds and make you feel satisfied or complete. It makes total sense. And hopefully the more I do on me will somehow encourage him or whatever to be doing work on himself as well. And then maybe
Definitely, necessarily, because we are the mirrors for the others. And even if they do absolutely nothing, when we change, they must change. They have no way to change, not to change.
Yes. Thank you so much, Crystal. That was so resonating.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
And thank you, Aram. You're amazing.
Thank you. And I think Aram had some difficulties and she probably muted.
I don't know where Aram went.
Okay, so while she's not there, I might go ahead and start explaining about my packages. Being that we are all here, I created this amazing packages that I'm so excited to offer everyone just because it was multiple requests to help people with their relationships. And I think a lot of medicine, different kinds of medicine. I'm so sorry. Can you mute yourself? Someone is there. Mercury is in retrograde, I know. So as we sometimes might take some medicine or we might use some kind of drug to take the pain away, the mental pain and the relationship pain or difficulty, there is no drug, there is no pill that helps. We could only work it energetically. And that's why I created these packages for us. And in each package, I will be helping to understand deeper, to help ourselves to make this really work. Because the most important thing is us being in this relationships. And in general, we are in this amazing, amazing, auspicious time where we could change our thoughts. So just by listening the truth, by understanding the truth, our thoughts change. And when the thoughts change, the reality change. Because our thoughts create new neural networks in our brain and begin to fire and wire and create a holographic impression, the hologram in our electromagnetic field, and creates the picture and the signals. And that picture goes into the brain and create, and the brain receiving that picture and create the neuropeptides and the chemical messages that signal our hormones. So our hormones and neuropeptides begin to dock onto receptor sites of cells, and cells beginning to create these new messages to signal the genes.
Can you hear me?
We could hear you now.
I don't know what was going on. I could hear you guys clearly. I kept trying to talk, and then I tried to hang up. It wouldn't let me hang up. It's some crazy energy. So I apologize. You were going to
Mercury.
I know you were going to start. Well, delete. Let's not even talk about that crazy energy. But
it's
I'll let you continue.
It's finishing in 2 days anyway, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Go ahead, please.
Yes, so what I was explaining that by changing our thoughts, we could actually change our reality. And it's absolutely possible sometimes just by listening to truth. So the packages that I prepared, the package A is to find out the truth. I'm going to give 45 minutes of a personal compatibility decoding. I'm going to take the codes of you and someone, and I'm really going to go through all the decoding. And if you are in a relationship, then I will decode your and someone else, just one person, your and another person codes. What is your connection? What is your service to one another? What is your contract? And I will connect you with your truth about that person, which is already life-changing because, as I was explaining, it's on the physical level. Our brain changes its chemistry and projects different energy into our physical body. So new proteins begin bring new expression of life just by changing what you were thinking before. And that is package A. You create and recreate your relationship to yourself and to the others and to the other person, one person. Package A is describing your best love time, the time of the year, because if you're using, if you're doing your steps toward love, let's say if you want to get married or if you want to go out and look for someone, there are some times that influence you differently. They are good times for that, and they are not suggested times for that. So I will channel the best times for you where you really could open your heart for that. Also, you will receive so many gifts with this package A. We will bring your cellular memory into on the surface of what is this that you remember. So if you cannot find someone, why is that? What kind of influence you have from your past? Because we are a combination of our past memory, cellular memory, DNA memory, spiritual memory, human memory, ancestral memory, lineage memory. So we're going to create all of this holographic impression of those memories and see why and what is exactly influencing you. Also, you are getting to go through the process, so you will receive an MP3 where you could activate for yourself, so you will learn to activate the love codes for yourself, and these codes might help you in a relationship with someone, or they might help you with creating or letting in your life and help yourself to activate a soulmate's codes. So this is a priceless MP3 that is very important for you, and you might have a chance to listen it over and over again. We also have Love Awakening Therapeutic Kundalini Energy Workshop, which is a master class where you will be learning how to awaken love, how to turn into love, how to awaken yourself into the new love codes that are appearing not only in our systems but in an earth grid. And the bonus you receive, which it's a short time bonus, it's self-worth attunement. So a lot of us don't know how we are worth, what we are really worth, because we were just listening to others that estimated our worth, and we have now finally connection with our true selves. So it will really help you to understand your inner worth, your self-worth, and to let go of other people's opinions about you. So there will be a very profound inner work. And that is package A. Now package B is all in depth. One, in the package A, you just work on receiving information and learning to tune yourself in. In the package B, you're actually working on all this information. That's why it's such a big difference. So on the package B, you're not only receiving the reasons and the ideas and the information, but you are working on that right on the spot. I will have 75 minutes of time, personal session with you, where we will reveal and channel all the soul contracts, all the steps, how you need to tune in into your love. You will automatically go into the contracts with me. We will create a special space where we will be working on the contracts. And your soul contracts are very important to be worked on the spot. I will bring you into special state of your mind, of your consciousness, and we will work in your subconsciousness. We will work on pulling out and actually healing all of these contracts. Sometimes we have a lot of complications, and no matter what we did, it didn't work on the conscious level, because conscious level is only provide as little. So I will bring you in the different layers of your multidimensional you, and I will help you to heal this contract. I will conduct you in the process of healing and serving and understanding not only about compatibility, but also understanding about how to deal with this, how to be further. We will determine the core problem or issue, the core obstacle, or the core splinter that is there, and we will work in together on pulling it out. And Package B, you're not going to only receive everything in Package A, which is a soulmate activation self-learning process, but I also am offering live workshop, live master class that I will conduct on February 28th, and on that live workshop, we will manifest our best future, our best relationships. We will bring all those love codes and activate all those love chakras. So it will be life workshop that we will be. I will conduct all of you, and we will work together with me on that. Not only are you getting all the MP3s from the Package A, and you are activating your self-worth attunement, I will work with you on each gate from the whole year of your year counts from your birthday to your next birthday. So your year, we will go into your year and we will see your best steps and how your soul prepared for you to learn about love in this year. We will go to when is the best, when is not the best, and how you should proceed. So we will go through your soul's agenda for your love for this your year of your life. And we will connect and align you with your true soul's purpose on this year and on this life about love. We will learn everything about love. And another news, only first 15 people are receiving huge discount for the packages. So the Package A is going to be only for first 15 people on the discounted price. It's going to be $247 only for everything you receive, for a private session and all the channelings and workshops and MP3s and all the inner revelations and work. You only pay $247, and it's only first 15 people, and then it goes to $279. And Package B, which you receive not only information and attunement and revelation, which is important, but you are also receiving correction. You are working on this karma correction, and you are having 75 minutes and life workshop and master classes with me. You're also receiving a series of three workshops that you will be working on your own with. So it will be three therapeutic Kundalini Energy Master Classes, which is a series of three, but all together they'll bring exactly one will be a heart opening. We have a heart walls, and we will be working on taking and removing this heart walls. We appear sometimes when we want to protect ourselves, not to repeat negative experiences. Another one will be the self-love that we will awaken with. And the third will be about letting go of past. Sometimes we're holding and carrying a past corpse all behind, or maybe carrying the relationships that are no longer serving us. So we will be healing the past. We will be removing the heart walls and healing the heart. And then we will be reinforcing self-worth and self-love. And that is a series of three special workshop that you will receive recording, and you will be able to work on them on your own at any time. You will get the replay of these workshops, and you will be able to do it on your own time whenever it's good to you. So the package B is now for 333, only for the first 15 people that put their signature and their claim. And after, it's going to go for 349. It will be a little bit more, which you get a lot of karma correction, which is the most important thing for us to do now as we're in this amazing portal of transformation. So that's about it about packages. If Iran
awesome.
Has to
thank you. Well, before I got, cut off, I was going to say to the last caller, because I was reading one of the testimonials where it said, I was ready to leave my husband after my session with Crystal. I think I'm finally feeling content, and my husband acts with me differently. He makes us dinner as I'm writing to you. It's so important that we get those energies cleared first, and you actually even gave her the guidance not to make any decisions until, I think it was March 21st, you said, because she's mm-hmm. getting heavily influenced by energies that will not last, and when that happens, a lot of times we are not able to discern, is this truly how I'm feeling, or is it just an energy that is influencing me right now? And in order to have clarity, you don't want to make any major decisions until you feel absolutely clear. And this is, like I said before, too, it's so beneficial that you can actually save a lot of relationships this way by getting the energy, the debris cleared from our own system first. Or if the relationship is complete, it has run its course, and you need to move on, you will be able to do it with confidence and clarity. Because there's nothing worse than looking back a few years later and saying, maybe I acted in haste, or maybe, regretting your decision. So these are such important things to do, especially if you are currently in a relationship and you're trying to make a decision, or you're not really there yet, you don't want to make a decision, but you just want to be happy. I mean, that's why we get into these relationships, is to be happy. And if it's not bringing you that, then what's going on? We need to figure that out. And like you said, Crystal, I wasn't able to talk because I was muted out of my own call, that when you shift, because they are a mirror for you and we are a mirror for them. So when you shift, they have to shift. They don't have a choice. They have to shift. So it's so, so, so important, and such a beautiful lesson that you were teaching during that reading. I cannot stress that enough, how important it is. So now I wanted to also ask you, I was reading another case study here from Marissa, and she said, thank you so much for a mind-blowing session. Right after the session, I already knew that the change had happened, something shifted, and I found my true love in just 4 days. Tell us about that one. That sounds like something we all want to be able to do, is have a session and within days meet that special someone.
That is beautiful, yes. So this is how we are our own creators of our own realities. And I was just explaining how just by changing our thought pattern, we create and recreate different electromagnetic fields that influences our brain, and our brain creates different hormones, and it changes the expression of our life. And by changing that expression, we emanate differently. So the portals are all open. It's like we have a traffic light with a green light all of a sudden, and we are able to accept everything that we weren't before, and that opens it up. Also, as in the session, I'm connecting you with your own guides And our guides are helping us, and it's in there. We have one of these guides that are really guiding us, our ancient soul spirit that travel with us from lifetime to lifetime. They actually, one of them is responsible to create our best contracts and to bring those people to us. And sometimes, because of our own behavior, we're being mixed up in those thought patterns, in those sometimes brain pattern rather than a heart feeling. So once you open your heart, once you activate these new chakras that we will be doing in this life workshop that I will be doing in the package B, once you activate all of these patterns, you change your thoughts. Even if you take package A, you're still changing your thought pattern, and you learn how to work it on your own, bringing new things into your life. Just realization makes you emanate totally different, and people feel it. People start coming and asking, especially when we awaken in love to yourself, when you begin to love yourself, you begin to emanate that love outward, and people feel it. They don't understand what they feel, but they are amazed, and they are approaching like to a magnet to you. And this is how it just opens all the pathways and helps us to create our own karma.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's so funny you said that, Crystal, because for me in the beginning, before starting FHTJ, before I got into energy work, the pattern running in my life, in friendships, in business relationships, and of course my marriages, was all around control and abuse, right? And that's when I got my first major clearings done from a healer who said, you keep attracting abusers because abuse is in your, it's in your energy pattern. It's there. It's the signature is there. So you need to first remove that from your own energy and you will no longer attract that. And sure enough, that is what happened. After that, I have really not had to deal with abusive people. I mean, it may show up once in a while in minor things, but now I know how to respond to that, and never in my romantic relationships, though. So then I said, well, I love to grow. You know, I have been on this growth path, and I knew that relationships are our best teachers. So one of the intentions on my intention chart was that, you know, I want to be in a relationship, in a romantic relationship that helps me grow. And that was a big mistake, because that's exactly what I got, you know, challenging relationship that pushed me towards growth. And then I realized, like, oh my goodness, I've been running this pattern now that I would love to receive challenges in romantic relationships that push me towards growth. So then I changed my intention again, where it was, that happened like 2 years ago, where I said, okay, I am done with relationships that push me towards growth. I am already committed to growth. But in my romantic relationships, I would just love to receive appreciation, you know, support, romance, love. And that changed. So it's so funny how even in the stuff that we are requesting from the universe, unless we are clear, you know, because it's going to respond with whatever we are intending and requesting, it's going to show up and we're going to be confused, like, why is this happening? Well, because that's what you asked for. So be very clear. Be very clear. Clarity is a gift. So this is what you're bringing to the people, Crystal, through your clearings, through your readings. Really, and I love how you guide and coach people through, as you're decoding the energy when you receive it, you're actually guiding them, helping them to understand, which brings clarity. And then, of course, doing the energy clearings as well. I think this is the best gift, that if you guys have resonated with Crystal and really loved the one-on-ones that she was doing, this is really the best gift that you can give yourself. As far as happiness, joy, and the bliss that relationships bring. And this is true for all kinds of relationships. It's not just for romantic relationships. You can do this for any kind of love relationship that you have in your life that you would like to see some improvement in.
That is indeed a very good point, Aram, because most of people now, we actually, instead of having a COVID pandemic, we have a pandemic of not to feel, because people don't know, or they atrophied the feeling inside of them. And it is very important about any relationships, mother and daughter, neighbors, coworkers. You could work anything out if you tune in into love and understand first about yourself and then about the others, because sometimes we're focused, there's another downfall that we focus on the others, forgetting about who we are, what we are going through, and how we are connected with our own self, with our inner self, with our love to ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys probably already have the page link. If you don't, it's orderjoy2020.com/crystal22. And you guys have the link already. I want to thank you, Crystal, for being here with us today, for explaining everything so clearly, and for all the wonderful work that you're doing and all the happiness that you're bringing to people. Thank you so much for being you.
Thank you, Iram, for giving us this chance to connect all together, to feel all one, because in the nearest future, we will open our heart chakra and it will encompass all the other chakras, and we will connect with us as oneness, with everyone as oneness. And I suggest everyone take a breath in and bring that love that you are made of and you came from and you emanate. Bring that love all the way in and send it out into the world through the inside of your head, in the middle of your head. There is another new chakra that's activating. So activating love, breathing from your chest into your head and giving it to everyone, to the whole world. Thank you so much for this chance to be one.
Yep. Lots of love to everybody. And remember, half of the lower price package Bs are already gone. So if that's what you want to get, jump on quickly so you can get the lower price. And, of course, Bliss Up members have a lower price anyway. So remember to take advantage of that as well. Lots of love, everybody. Take care. And you too, Crystal, my dear. Take care. Bye-bye.